Elected reps from both sides of the provincial border are calling on New Brunswick and Nova Scotia to speed up improvements to the system of dikes, which protects the local area from floodwaters. In March of last year, the two provinces released a long-awaited study with three options to deal with sea level rise and other effects of global climate change that threaten the Chignecto Isthmus area, that narrow strip of land that connects New Brunswick and Nova Scotia. Two of those options, estimated to cost $190 and $200 million, would involve fortifying or rebuilding some of the current dike system to 10.6 meters in elevation with a water control system across the mouth of the Tantramar River. A third option, estimated at $300 million, would see a longer set of existing dikes topped up and fortified. Here's then Minister of Transportation Jill Green at a media conference announcing the study in March 2022.
I know we're committed to moving forward with this project, and so is Nova Scotia, and we're going to work away at it as fast as we can. The reality is, though, there are time things that we can't change, and part of that is the assessment process. It takes a significant amount of time, and we have to follow the process as is required, and construction takes a long time. This is a massive project. This is not going to happen overnight.
At the time of that media conference, officials told reporters the estimated timeline for the project was 10 years, including a five-year period before construction would even begin. And at the time, neither province could say how the project would be financed, with Minister Green saying she would like to see the feds cover 100% of costs. Now, Federal Minister of Infrastructure Dominique LeBlanc has urged Nova Scotia and New Brunswick to apply for $150 million in funding from Ottawa, according to a report published this month by the Canadian Press News Service. A deadline for funding from the Disaster Mitigation Fund is July 19th. That news prompted leaders from both provinces to say that talks are still ongoing about how the project should be financed. And last week, the New Brunswick Minister of Infrastructure, Jeff Carr, reportedly told a legislative committee that the offer from Ottawa is appreciated, but not good enough. Mayor David Cogan of Amherst says the price of inaction will exceed the cost of any repairs to the dikes. He has described Hurricane Fiona, which struck the Atlantic region last year, as a wake-up call. This week, he met with Daniel Alain, New Brunswick's Minister of Local Government, after previously meeting with Nova Scotia Premier Tim Houston last month. For more on this issue, CHMA caught up with Mayor Cogan, who is also a physician at the Moncton Hospital. He did the interview by Zoom after helping out with surgeries on Thursday. I started by asking him how the meeting with Minister Alain went this week.
Very, very well. It's not directly his portfolio, but he has a very strong interest in the threat to the isthmus, and was a little bit surprised to hear about what Mr. Bill Casey, our previous MP and now a historian who has a great interest in this area, he was interested in hearing what we're doing and what our concerns are, because he had some of his own. And it's the concerns are far-reaching. I mean, the economic impact of cutting off the transportation corridor between the two provinces is far-reaching and impacts on Nova Scotia more than any other province, because it would virtually shut down the port of Halifax if they couldn't get goods through the road and rail system to the rest of Canada. As a municipal leader, my primary focus, and I got involved with this first through Mayor John Higham when he was the mayor of Sackville, and we realized that there's a major threat to our respective urban centers, Sackville and Amherst, because 25 to 33% of the town's area are considered to be in the flood zone via most estimates. So that's where our concern is. Beyond that, and one of the things that Minister Alain brought up was the Acadian history in our area needs to be protected. So he was interested in that. He was also concerned that struck him that he didn't know what's been going on for the last umpteen years about the threat to the isthmus. And he raised the concern that why isn't information passing through other government officials, other ministers who are involved in this, why did he not know through government discussion? Made me and Mr. Casey think maybe not much is happening on the New Brunswick side. And New Brunswick is, quite honestly, has been more the lead province from the provincial perspective on getting things moving. the prediction that the Tantramar marshes would flood permanently through a rise in sea level will not occur, it's estimated, until around 2100. And that doesn't make it all that urgent. What has become much more of an urgency is the recognition that if we were to have a hurricane or a tropical storm at a high tide during a full moon, i.e. another Saxby gale, then we will get major flood and destruction of Amerson Sackville to a significant degree and loss of life. In 1869, people died from the Saxby gale's flooding effects. This area is far more populated, far more utilized, and the damage would be, you know, 1,000 times worse. So that's put a more of an urgency to this.
Cabinet ministers from the current governments acknowledged when they released the study, the current height of the dikes is no longer sufficient because of the effects of climate change. And looking back at that press conference, New Brunswick's Minister of Transportation at the time, Jill Green, said both provinces were committed to making this happen as fast as we can. That's a quote. In your opinion, what explains this apparent lack of urgency on behalf of these provincial governments?
Well, quite honestly, they haven't given us much feedback on the current status of the studying that they're doing. So if step one is to study the three options and actually make a determination of which they will pursue, and then doing the necessary engineering studies to see just how that will be accomplished. And we know that's a major undertaking, but we've had no feedback. We've had no updates. We've had no scheduling other than it'll take up to 5 years. So we're concerned that they don't have 5 years. And so what we're trying to do is accelerate the process. And I don't know if there's a lack of willingness to move or they feel they're moving in the direction as best they can, because we've had no feedback. And so that's why we're getting more vocal and more outspoken about the need to move this project along as quickly as feasible. And we all understand, the local municipal leaders, we understand that the work behind developing the actual mitigation process is significant and will take some time, and we get that. What we're asking is that instead of taking up to 5 years, can they get it done within a year or two or three, whatever's feasible? We don't know. We don't know either. I mean, I'm not an engineer, I'm a doctor, so I don't know what's behind all that. But our goal is to push for getting the project moving as quickly as is safe and feasible.
That was Amherst Mayor David Cogan. And on this side of the border, local Green Party MLA Megan Minton and Tantramar Mayor Andrew Black have also called for the two provincial governments to get to work on upgrades to the dike system. In an emailed statement to CHMA, Mayor Black said news of $150 million in funding from the feds was fantastic, but that delays from the provincial side could cause serious problems. He suggested the provinces could apply for additional help from the Federal Disaster Mitigation and Adaptation Fund. Black added that any delay could result in cost increases. CHMA has reached out to the governments of Nova Scotia and New Brunswick for comment.